Let's head out back out to Randwick. Adrian Botts online. Morning to you, Adrian.
Good morning, Andrew. Good morning, Ray.
Morning, Adrian.
And Adrian, for our Saturday listeners and viewers, there's a lot of them that tune in on today. Can we just talk about the Magic Millions? You're going to barrier trial a couple of horses on Thursday?
Yes, so the two main ones will be the colts that are qualified for the two-year-old race, Unite and Conquer and Carson. They'll have a hit out on Thursday, and then they'll head up to the Gold Coast there. So I'm really happy with the way that they've both come through their respective runs and look in excellent shape. So they just went through their paces this morning, did some light work, and Thursday will be the main hit out to keep them on track heading up there. I'll probably see Invincible Star step out. And then a couple of horses going around here in the next, out of the bar today. I guess that'll determine where she goes. Terminology's in the Gosford Guineas, and hopefully she can earn a trip up there as well.
Yeah, Adrian, the Art of the Bar, as you mentioned, potentially joining that powerful team in the Magic Millions and the Gold Coast. Today, 1,400 metres for the first time, but you've been keen to get her out to this trip.
Yeah, she's always given us the indication that she'll appreciate stepping out a trip. So I think the 1,400 metres is ideal. I think it's the ideal conditions to test her under that. So I'd like to think that she'll run out a strong 1,400, the way she's been seeing out, her previous run. So she's got that beautiful cruising speed, and she gives us the feeling that she can sustain that, and still quicken off that over the seven furlongs.
Yeah, two attempts previously on heavy tracks too, Adrian. She was second as a two-year-old at Warwick Farm, and then earlier this prep, and then she won at Warwick Farm on November 28th. So she ticks that heavy track box. She loves Warwick Farm. She's a filly who's really done a good job this prep, just racing through a grade. Has she surprised you?
No, look, she hadn't surprised us. Always thought she's had that level of ability. A few things early in her career that, for whatever reason, she found a few excuses to not get the desired results. But, always felt she had that level of ability. So, I'm glad to see her fulfilling that now. Look, whilst she's probably had the conditions to suit, I think it's fair to say, in her last couple of runs to get the result, but she also gets them again today. So, look, I think there's a few question marks against her, obviously stepping up to the 1,400 in the first time and taking on the older mares at this grade, but she certainly ticks a few boxes as well, and that she absolutely loves the heavy conditions, and particularly the track out at Warwick Farm. She's got a great record there, and hopefully she can continue on that upward spiral for us.
Exactly, and even the barrier, Adrian, I know there's a couple who are out, so she'll come out of gate 8 now, but by race 6 that might be an ideal spot to be anyway, and she's got that brilliant gate speed. She'll negate that awkward draw virtually in the first couple of 100 metres.
Yeah, from what we've seen, she's shown that tactical speed, particularly over the shorter trips, so you'd think that stepping up to the 1,400 metres, she'd again be able to show that level of speed, and that's a big advantage for her. She creates her own luck. She puts herself in the race. She can get through the conditions. She can travel well. And at the end of that, she's still got a good turn of foot. So, it's ideal for her, and love to see her, using that tactical speed to her advantage again today.
Absolutely. And Coonawarra is your other runner, Adrian, in the last race today. First up at 1,200. He's not a noted first up performer, but he came to hand very quickly last prep, one second up. And I've just noticed he's been pretty sharp in his two recent trials.
Yeah, look, he's nice and forward going into today's race. Look, probably the two main things against him, his best performances haven't come on a heavy track, and 1,200 metres probably ideally short of his best, as you noted. First up last prep, he was just run off his feet over the 1,100. So, he's starting in a tougher grade first time up this time and the 1,200. So he's got a few things against him. I'd expect him to improve sharply second up once we can get those conditions to suit, ideally. I think he's sort of a minimum 1,400 to mile sort of horse.
Yeah, terrific. Well, really looking forward to seeing what the Art of the Bar does against the older mares today. Thanks for joining us this morning, Adrian. Best of luck at Warwick Farm.
Great. Thanks for having us on the show.
Thanks, mate.